Welcome back to Zillennials Podcast. Today on Zillennials, we had like a little watch party, not together, but separately. And we watched The Old Parent Trap and The New Parent Trap. Is it because I've been on a Lindsay Lohan kick? Only time will tell.
I saw both of these a long, long time ago when I was little. I think I saw the Lindsay Lohan one first, just because I feel like with our age demographic, that's just the one that was around. And then I think I liked it so much. And then my mom ordered me the original. So that's how I knew it was a thing. I think rewatching them, I don't know, it just feels like a fun movie. I think there's something nostalgic about like summer camp.
Yeah. And I think it's also like that little mischievous aspect, you know, where they're trying to pull all this stuff on their parents and mess with each other. I don't know. It just reminds me of like as a kid, you know, sometimes you make some questionable decisions, but it all turns out okay in the end.
One thing I did think was kind of interesting, and I think I thought it was also interesting when I was little, is the idea of sending your kid to camp for the entire summer, because I primarily did day camps, but I did do a sleepaway camp once, but I think it was only 1 or 2 weeks. But it's just wild you would just send your kid away the whole summer.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I never did like a true sleepaway camp. I did like a Girl Scouts camp when I was younger. And it was primarily a day camp. I think they had like 1, maybe 2 days where you could sleep over if you wanted to. But I really was not into the whole sleeping over thing. I don't even know if I ever slept over there. I think I might have just went home like and just done it as a day camp. Because I think I just didn't really like that idea of like sleeping over with a bunch of people who I met 3 days ago.
I think it could be fun. I don't know. I just think it's weird. And I'm just going to keep repeating myself. But it's just there's something about it where, well, I guess you have to do something with your kid over the summer, right? If you're not staying home for the summer. But I don't know. It just seems weird not to see a child so young for so long. I think it's the age thing.
Yeah, but I think too, like one of the things to keep in mind is like there are some camps that run like the whole summer, but a lot of people that I know who did like sleepaway camp went for like 1 or 2 weeks. Like it was not like the whole entire summer. A lot of them were like, oh, I went to like this camp for 2 weeks and then I came back home. Like I know one of my good friends when I was growing up, Casey, they went to a sleepaway camp and they loved it. Like they would rave about it every year when they got back to school. They were like, this is like the most fun camp ever. You should totally go. And I never went because I don't really like sleepovers with strangers, but that's just me.
I think a 2 week thing would be fun. I don't think I did it. I think mainly because somewhere around middle school, I just put my foot down as like a protest against camps in general. At a certain point, I just refused to go. I think it kind of relates to the introvert thing where it was just like too many new people all at once. And I feel like it's also once you start to make friends, camp's over.
Yeah, I feel like I kind of felt the same. Like, I think I went to Girl Scout camp maybe 1 or 2 summers. And I remember like it was okay, but I didn't love it. I remember it was always super, super hot and they would always have us outside all the time. So I'd be like dying and sweating everywhere. I was like, oh my gosh, this is miserable. So I guess, you know, my camp experience was just being really warm all the time.
Well, it's interesting because the sleepaway camp that the twins are sent to in the movies is very outdoorsy. And I think that might have been another reason. I think a lot of sleepaway camps are outdoorsy. And I'm not, well, especially when I was younger, I wasn't very outdoorsy. So I think that definitely played a role into like, oh, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, I could see that. I agree. I don't think I was that outdoorsy either. I think if I had the opportunity to go to a sleepaway camp for adults now, I think I'd be like, oh my gosh, this is so much fun. Because now I'm like way more outdoorsy. And I know how to talk to strangers and like make friends. But I'm like, I think back then I was just a little too shy, a little too much like I like my AC. And I think that might be why it was just not super successful for me.
Yeah, I could see that.
Their camp looks so cute though. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. See, me looking at it now is like, oh, I want to go do that. And who knows, maybe when I watched the movie, I wanted to go do that. But then when it came to it, I was just like, maybe not.
I think it's also a matter of you can't tell how warm it is in the movie. Nobody's profusely sweating all the time. So it makes me think, oh, it's probably like a nice little like 70 degree day rather than like 90 degrees.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've said this before in various episodes. I don't think either of us deal with summer very well.
No.
Yeah, because I think the other day it was really cold and I was thinking about how cold I was and how I didn't like it. And I'm like, well, I think I would still take this over just being hot all day long.
Yes. I agree. But I think that it's like kind of fun. Like, I really like, I don't know, I just like the movie for the vibes it gives off, where it's all about like you go away to a summer camp. Like, it's a good movie, I think, to watch as we're approaching spring or summer.
So, if you are listening to this episode and haven't watched or heard of these movies for some reason, the basic premise for both of them is that these two twins are separated when they're like very young babies, and each parent gets a kid, which I feel like we can save a discussion on this parental arrangement for after the summary, but it's interesting. So each parent gets a kid and they like never tell each other about the other kid and stuff like that, except they both get sent to the same sleepaway camp. And then, you know, I feel like it's almost the whole enemies to lovers type thing, but like with friends, because like they hated each other and then they became best friends and then they decided that they wanted to meet their other parent. So they switched spots. And then the rest of the movie is trying to get the parents to go and switch them back and then get their parents back together. And then there's a very eventful camping trip.
Yeah. That's a very good summary, Leanne.
Thank you.
I feel like this whole premise of each parent keeps one child, at least in the court of law in the United States, I feel like this probably would not happen. I don't think I've heard of this happening. I don't know. Just my two cents. Maybe you'd have more insight.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know in terms of like actual specifics, but just like watching the movie, it just seemed really, really odd, because I feel like, and I don't really know, because I don't know many divorced people with children. So I feel like, who knows? Maybe this is me being an outsider and thinking it's weird, but I feel like if you're divorcing and you have kids, you try to keep them together.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I get that they were probably babies at the time. Like, they were super, super young. But also, it just seems a little strange to me. And I think part of it, too, is probably that they never got properly divorced in a court of law or, like, with lawyers involved. I don't know. Do you go to a court of law to get divorced? I feel like this is a no. You probably don't. You probably just sign paperwork. But anyways, I feel like they never got like divorced on paper. They were just like, we're done. And they each took a twin and then went their separate ways.
Yeah, I don't remember about the Lindsay Lohan one, but I just finished the other one. And they like refer to each other as like ex-wife, ex-husband. So like in my head, they were divorced, but I don't really know if they were. Either way, they weren't together, clearly. And also, you can have, like, child arrangements when you're not divorced and you're separated. So, like, I don't know. I just feel like it wasn't a very mature parenting decision. I think it was a convenient decision that they didn't really fully think through.
I agree. I think they were like, well, thank goodness we had twins. I guess we can each keep one.
Yeah. Because I'm also like, oh, what if they didn't have twins?
Oh, I feel like that would have been a time and a half. Okay, do you know what was something I was so sad about, though, that they didn't really have in the old Parent Trap, but they did have in the new one, was the nanny and the butler relationship. Oh my gosh, I was so sad. I was living for that relationship, like the whole Lindsay Lohan or the new Parent Trap movie. I was like, there's this nanny-butler relationship. Are they going to get together? Are they not going to get together? And then you watch the old one and it's not there. I was so sad.
Okay, talking about the whole nanny butler type thing is, I thought it was kind of interesting because they were trying to portray the dad as like this really rich guy And in my head, they were trying to make it like, oh, the other twins' family wasn't as like well off. But I feel like they're both kind of wealthy because both families had staff.
Yeah. Okay. Is that regarding the new one or the old one?
Just both of them, because it was happening in both of them. Well, I know the Lindsay Lohan one. I don't know if the mother had staff. But in the mother, in the old one, there was a grandma and a grandpa.
Oh my gosh, the grandma, I think I wrote notes about her. Oh, I literally wrote, the grandma is a butt, comma, not a fan.
Okay, my favorite is that, like, when the twin's like, I'm the other twin, and the grandmother's just trying to, like, insert herself, and the grandfather said, oh, for the first time, I'm putting my foot down, like, you need to get out of here.
Oh, yeah. I love it that, like, the grandfather grew a spine. I was like, yes, way to be.
Character progression.
That grandma was so, like, just mean. And I feel like this is going to be kind of a hot take, but I feel like that was something that they intentionally did in the old one, was, like, a lot of the female characters were the ones you didn't like compared to the male characters.
Relating to the grandma, I think the older version generally held up well, but there were a few, like, stereotypes that didn't quite age well. And then there's the comment when the kid came back with her haircut all short, and the grandma's like, what are you, a boy? Like, you gotta make up your mind if you're a boy or a girl. And then I was like, first of all, there's problems with that. But second of all, you have short hair too. What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh. It's so funny to me. That is so funny to me. Yeah, there were so many things that I was like, oh, this did not age well. Ooh, this definitely dates it to the time that it was filmed in, because yikes. Like, one of my comments was, there was a lot of misogyny in the movie, like so many snarky comments about women looking a certain way, being fat, being thin, having the right hair. Like, I just feel like there was a lot of commenting on women's bodies in the older one.
Also, when she just punches him in the eye.
Yeah.
This maybe is a sign that you probably should stay divorced.
Agreed. I was like, oh my gosh. Lady. And then also when Meredith, well, was her name Meredith still in the old one? I think it was, right?
No, it was Vicky.
Vicky. Ugh. Wait, that is so funny, because Meredith's mom in the new one was named Vicky.
I think I Googled it when I was like young or something. So everybody fact check this, but the mother, Meredith's mother is Vicky, like the actor.
Oh my gosh.
I think.
That's amazing. If that's true, that's fantastic. But anyways, the fact that she slapped one of the twins in the old one after the whole camping scene and she just like smacked him across the face, I was like, oh, I see. That was another red flag for me. I was like, oh, corporal punishment, man. Not great.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was generally probably more accepted back then than it is now. I mean, I'm sure people are still doing it, but I think society as a whole has kind of changed, hopefully.
Yes, I would hope so. But it was just like really interesting to see the difference between the two, because there was so much that was still left the same though. Do you want to talk about some of the things that were left the same first?
I was just thinking specifically the camping scene. A lot of the pranks were the same, like with the little gecko and with the mountain lions and the sugar water as mosquito repellent.
Yes. But one of the ones from the camping scene that was not the same was the one with the honey and like dragging the mattress out. So in the new one, they dragged her air mattress and floated it on the lake. So she woke up and she was in the middle of the lake, which honestly, as a kid, I was like, that's such a good prank. Like, I would love to try that on somebody. Should you? Probably not. What if they drown? But still. And then in the old one, what they did was they got a whole bunch of honey and they put it all over her feet. And then they like left a little trail out to the woods and she woke up. And in the morning, there were these bears licking her feet, like these little bear cubs. And I don't know about you, but when I looked at it, I was like, those bears look very real. Is this something that actually happened?
Who knows? Also, the camping trip, they brought the butler along in the old one.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty funny. I was like, oh, so you can't just camp on your own? Like, you need some additional help?
But it was kind of funny because the dad's like, oh, we're all about living off the land when we go camping and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, your butler made your dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
This is like not related to what we're talking about at all, I guess, except for the fact they were pranking Meredith. But I don't know when this happened, but I just have a note that said maybe they were talking about like how Meredith's so old or something like that. And all I wrote was Meredith is our age.
Well, that's very uncomfy for me. I feel like that also kind of goes and shows the idea that people probably got married a little bit younger then. But still, I feel like that's kind of uncalled for because their dad is like 20 years older than Meredith.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever it was referencing, I would have to watch it again. But yeah, I just thought it was funny.
Oh, another prank that I thought was interesting that was not original was the whole shaving cream and cabin prank.
I like the whole cabin thing. It's funny. I also love the good, I don't know if it was like as montage-y in the old one, but I love the good Lindsay Lohan montage when they're like turning into each other.
Yes, I feel like it was not quite as montage-y in the old one, but I do agree that was a really good one. I liked it a lot. One thing I feel like we need to talk about too is in the old one, do you remember where like one of the camp rewards was to go dancing with the boys' camp?
Yeah.
I just thought that it was so funny that they were like, your reward is going dancing with the boys' camp. Because I was like, I feel like, I don't know. Nowadays, like if you told somebody that, I feel like they'd be like, oh, okay. Like, I guess it's fun, but also kind of eh. Maybe it's also because I'm not that age anymore. And like, maybe if I was that age, I'd be like, ooh, boys. And I'd get like super excited, but I don't know.
I think it is kind of exciting for the age. I think it's also, which I wouldn't know because I went to a co-ed school. I think because it was a girls only camp, it could make it more exciting.
Yeah, I think you're right because I also went to a co-ed school. And so to me, I'm like, oh, like it's just like normal every day. But I guess if you do go to an all girls camp, maybe that would be like a really exciting thing.
This was another thing I thought about. So the kids had different names, but they weren't born and split up then. So I was like, did they just give them different last names at birth? Or like once the mother like took the kid and peaced out, did she change the kid's name? I feel like this isn't important in terms of the plot, but like, I was wondering.
I have no idea. That'd be a good thing to know. What did you think about the old Meredith versus the new Meredith?
I don't know. I didn't really like either one, obviously. But I don't know. I feel like the Lindsay Lohan Meredith, I don't know if it's like they gave her more of like a character or something, or is because she was more modern, it was kind of more like relatable or something. But I feel like the older Meredith was kind of just missing something, and I don't quite know what it was.
Wow.
I also, mind you, watched this morning, and I was like cooking and stuff. So, to be honest, I wasn't really fully paying attention, but I feel like she just kind of like would come in, say a couple lines, and then just leave.
I feel like the new Meredith was way more like of a villain compared to the older Meredith. Like, I feel like the new Meredith was very much, oh, I'm going to ship you away to camp the second we get married. And the older Meredith, I don't think that she was as much like that. I think that she was just upset that there was, you know, her boyfriend's old wife coming into the picture. So I think that in terms of a more entertaining character, I think the new Meredith was a more entertaining character.
Yeah, I think that's what the distinction is like the older one is just kind of more, well, she did mention the boarding school to Switzerland thing, but I think the old one was like kind of more subtle in terms of like, oh, like I just want to like take over this life and run it how I want to run it, where the new one is like actively working against them.
I agree. Another thing that I noticed from the old Parent Trap is, you know how like at the end, or I guess in both of them, like the parents ended up getting back together. Sorry for that spoiler for somebody who's going to watch it, but it is a Disney movie, so like perhaps we can expect it. But I love what happened with, well, I shouldn't say I love it because I don't actually, but I find it interesting that in the old Parent Trap, it was like, oh, here, I just made you this dinner and it's for you and your new fiance. And the dad was like, is anybody home? And she said, oh, no, I gave them the night off. And then he goes and like gets all dressed up. And his idea of romance is getting dressed up after his wife just cooked this entire meal for him. And I was like, sir, I feel like it's going to take a little more than just getting dressed up to get your ex-wife back.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like if I was his ex-wife, right? And you're like, I made this whole thing. I don't know.
I just thought that it was a little funny to me. I was like, I think that that's just a little much. Not that you like wouldn't make a meal for somebody that you're interested in or something, but I thought it was funny. And it very much reinforced like those old school values that I feel like Disney kind of was portraying at the time, where it was like, oh, the wife is making all the food and then he's going to go and get all dressed up. And that's how he's going to show her that he loves her.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, maybe he can do the dishes.
That would be nice. That would be nice.
I feel like to me that evens it out, you know, because it's like sometimes I want to cook, but I don't want to clean it up because it adds so much extra time.
It does. And I feel like, honestly, cleaning the dishes, you and I have talked about this before. I feel like it's one of my least favorite household tasks.
I don't mind cleaning the dishes in terms of like the actual task. I just don't like doing it because I like making things that are quite involved, which means there's lots of dishes. So then it's like it turns dinner time into like this like 3+ hour adventure.
Yeah, I could see that. And it's also like if you make your dinner, you eat your dinner, and then you have your dishes, it's kind of as though you had, you know, a nice time cooking. You have a break. Which dinner is that break? And then you have all this work to do afterwards.
Yeah. I guess dishwashers, they do help.
They do. They do. But you can't put everything in a dishwasher. Don't put your nonstick pans in dishwashers.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. I think I just need to stop making quite so involved things. Especially during the week. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, this won't take long. This recipe says it'll take like 45 minutes. I'm like, that's a little long, but that's fine. But then, as we said before, doesn't include chopping half the time. And it also doesn't include cleaning up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my go-to for like a quick meal is egg and tomato.
Mm. I need more quick staples.
I feel like it's hard to find really good quick staples.
Yeah, because usually I feel like more ingredients or more involved means like more flavors, deeper flavors. So yeah, you need to get creative. But you know how they just like switch and just like, I'm going to be over here now and I'm going to go over there now. Like, what I don't understand is that their whole plan was that the parents would have to get back together to exchange them. But I think both of them flew to sleepaway camp by themselves. So theoretically, couldn't their parents just have sent them on a plane? Like, the parents didn't have to go back together.
I think so, because I think, like, when they sent them to sleepaway camp, right, they sent, like, the nanny and the butler to go and take them. Like, I don't think they really, like, went with them.
Yeah. So I feel like there's a flaw to their logic.
I think you're right. I think they were, like, also hoping that, like, their parents would kind of want to see each other, though. And they would, like, have this excuse then to be like, oh, I need to go so I can switch you back. Or maybe they were thinking they need to come with to make sure that they're properly switched back. You know what I mean?
That's fair. But like you said, is with, I don't know, the, like, at least in the Lindsay Lohan, Annie they sent the butler. Like, I feel like the butler could be like, okay, you're walking over there. The other one's walking towards me. I got the right kid now. And then go back.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I don't think they thought it through. Their logic skills were not too strong.
That's true. Also, if they were, they would never be a movie, so.
So true. But overall, did you have an opinion on which one you liked better?
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy to say that the Lindsay Lohan one, if I ever watched it again, would be the one that I watched. I think just kind of the nostalgia element with that version. What about you?
I would agree. I feel like the Lindsay Lohan one, in my opinion, is a little bit better. I think it's just because it's a little bit more modern. So I like it a little bit better. I also feel like what kind of threw me off about the old one is they talked in that old Hollywood accent. Like, you know what I mean?
I was thinking the same thing, because when the one twin was teaching the other twin how to talk, and it was like one of those weird things where it's like, it almost felt like a British accent, but it wasn't a British accent.
No, it's like a thing, because I remember in my history class in high school, we discussed this where my teacher was saying that they used to have like a specific accent curated for if you were acting in films. And it was like vaguely based on a British accent, but not totally based on a British accent. So that's why if you watch old films, you'll notice that they speak a little oddly.
Yeah, definitely noticed that because I was kind of confused. I was like, why are they talking so strangely?
Yeah, it's like a stage accent. I don't know. It was just very odd. Very odd. And I feel like it's one of those things that made it a little bit hard for me to get over it.
That's fair. I think, like you said, with the Lindsay Lohan one being a little more modern, it, I don't know, easier to connect, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like for the old one, I don't know that I would really want to go back and circle and watch it again. Although I do have to say, when I was watching this, I watched like the larger part of it on my own. And then I had like 15 minutes left of it. So I finished it yesterday, naturally, like you do. And so I watched the last 15 minutes with my boyfriend. And he was like, you watched this whole movie? This is awful. So I don't think it's just us.
I don't think it was awful, though. Like, I was surprised. It was better than I was expecting it to be.
I agree. I don't think it was that bad, but I don't think it was something I would go and want to watch again.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I wonder, though, if I hadn't seen the Lindsay Lohan version and I saw that for the first time as an adult, if I would think it was like as endearing as I do.
Yeah, because I have a feeling that like if I saw the old version instead of the new one for the first time as an adult, I don't think I would really like it that much. Like, I don't think I would find that to be such a good movie. But I do have to say, I think that arguably of all the Lindsay Lohan work I have seen over my Lindsay Lohan kick for the last month or two, I think that this is her best work.
I think what have I seen? It's been years since most of it. Obviously, Parent Trap, Freaky Friday, Herbie Fully Loaded, if you remember that.
Oh, I remember that. I liked that one.
I think those are the only ones I've... Obviously, the Falling for Christmas.
We don't talk about that one on this podcast anymore.
Were there other old ones that she was in?
I think like Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen or something like that.
Ooh.
And then that's all I can really remember. She was probably in other things, but I just don't recall.
I think there's something cute about Kid Lindsay Lohan, but like you said in that other episode, it's not like you want to be like, she peaked at 10.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm sure she's made other really great work since then, and maybe I just haven't seen it all. And granted, the only ones that I really watched of hers were Parent Trap.
Oh, Mean Girls.
Oh, Mean Girls. Okay, that might be her best work. Mean Girls is a pretty intense movie.
I can't believe I forgot about Mean Girls.
I can't either. It's such an iconic movie.
Yeah.
I'd never seen it till I was like in high school or something, though.
I feel like Mean Girls kind of has like a cult following.
Oh, for sure.
And I never quite got it.
Yeah, I could see that. I feel like it's like, you know, it's an interesting movie. But I don't know. It kind of reminds me of how I feel like people follow Mean Girls the way people follow the Heathers.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
Oh, the Heathers is like this movie. I think Angela had told me about it like when we were in college. And I think it was about these different girls named Heather. And then somebody died and it was like a murder mystery, but not a murder mystery. I don't even know. You'll have to look it up. I know that it was like trending a while back, but the Heathers is supposedly another one out there where like people love it. It's like a cult classic.
Interesting. Okay. When I was Googling to find out what else Lindsay Lohan was in, there's like these random suggested top stories, and apparently there may be a Freaky Friday sequel. I don't know. There's like these things about saying that like Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan are like on board. I don't know if that means like there's actual plans, but it just makes me think about how when you rewatched it, you're like, this is so problematic.
Yes. I think that they made like a newer updated version of Freaky Friday like a year or two ago, because I was browsing through Disney Plus and I think I saw like an updated Freaky Friday, but I did not watch it. But if you want to do a round two of like reliving our childhood and watching these older movies, we can definitely do that with Freaky Friday. Was there any closing remarks you wanted to have regarding, I guess I was going to say Freaky Friday, but then I was like, that's not what we watched, The Parent Trap.
I think when I was little, I wanted to learn the butler handshake. That's all I got left. Because I, for some reason, I thought it'd be really cool to have a secret handshake. I never fully committed to that. I think probably because it involves another person who's willing to go along with it.
I agree. I think that the handshake would have been a really fun thing to learn as a kid. I still think that this movie is really cute. I think you should definitely watch it if you haven't. Especially watch it if you have mischievous middle school children. Yeah, that would be my recommendation to you. So, our next book club is going to be After Parties by Anthony Vesna Snow, and that will be dropping on May 1st.
We hope you enjoyed our discussion on The Parent Trap, the old and the new. And if you have any other suggestions for our watches, we can take those. You can send us an email to zillennialspodcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram @zillennialspodcast. And don't forget to rate and review Zillennials Podcast on Apple Podcasts.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.